I'd like today to have us turn our thoughts to death. Death is a topic from which, in our human nature, we naturally shrink from. We don't like it. It's not very pleasant. When God made Adam and Eve in the Garden of Paradise, he did not make them for death. Originally, before the fall of our first parents, Adam and Eve were mortal by the fact that they were made up of matter. They were made up of stuff that could decay. But by the grace of Almighty God, they were immortal. They would have stayed perfectly in that state of immortality in paradise. St. Augustine writes in the City of God, God did not make death. He made man for immortality. It was by the sin of Adam that everything bad in this world came to be. St. Thomas Aquinas writes, quote, death and other bodily defects are not natural to man considered in his first institution, which is a very theological way of saying before the fall, death was not a thing. It was not in the world. Death was not in the world. So before the fall, Adam and Eve, had they not done that, they would have lived forever, so to speak. They would have been immortal, impervious to death. Death would have been impervious to them. St. Thomas also writes, if man had not sinned, he would not have passed to glory through death, but by a kind of translation. So the way it works for us is that if we want to get to heaven, we have to die to get there, right? Our soul has to leave our body. But before the fall, when Adam and Eve were in paradise, had they not sinned, they would have been tested in paradise, and they would have been translated from paradise straight to heaven without having to go through the torments of death, the fear, the pains of death. St. Paul, writing to the Romans, says, quote, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into this world, and by sin death, and so death passed upon all men. So that was the consequence of Adam's sin. Not only did he destroy the whole order of, he upset the whole order of creation, but death became a necessary part of every human life. And so death is, so to speak, not natural to our nature. We were not made to die, we were made to live forever. And it's a frightening thing, it really is. It's painful, and for those who we love, it's very sad when someone passes on. But all men must pass through that door of death. Everyone's got to take that journey. Now, we don't know when we're going to die. We don't know where we're going to die. And we don't know by what cause we're going to die. Maybe old age. Maybe a drawn-out sickness. Perhaps much more suddenly than we expect. Our blessed Lord says, watch therefore, because you know not the day nor the hour. And he does not say this to have us live in a constant state of paranoia, that death is waiting for us around every corner, but rather that we be on our guard of wasting the life that God has given to us. He's only going to give us one life on this earth, and it's up to us to make a good use of that life, a good use of the time which has been given to us. It's very profitable for our spiritual life to think about death from time to time, to meditate on it, the reality of it, even though it might not be very pleasant. Why? Because it helps us to put our entire life into perspective. It's a fantastic remedy for sin. If we're tempted to sin, in that moment when we're tempted, or if we're given to sin, especially grievous sin, we sort of forget in that moment the truths of the entire truth of reality of our life, that one day we're going to die and be judged, and depending on how we lived our life will be either our eternal reward with God in heaven or an eternal suffering and punishment away from God in hell. And when we sin, when we're tempted, that tends to depart our mind. We are no longer cognizant of that thought. It's no longer in our head. But if we meditate on death, let's say even once a week, once a month, just spend a 15-minute meditation on one day they're going to put me into a casket and then they're going to put me underground and that'll be it. Very, very sobering. Very helpful to put our life into perspective. Perhaps you've known someone or you yourself have been in a situation where you came very close to death through sickness or an accident. And it's very interesting to see how people change after that. People really, they really do, they use the term sober up. They really do. I had a family friend that had a very aggressive form of cancer that he was able to overcome, but his whole family said he was a totally different man after that cancer because he came so close to death. The reality of life and the important things of life were put so in front of his face, he could not distract himself as we normally do with our hobbies or whatever it is. So it's very good. It's very sobering. It's a very good thing for us to do, to meditate on death. We have this beautiful practice during boys' camp every summer that we always end the night with, of course, night prayers. Then we say three Hail Marys, and then we sing the Salve Regina. And to each of these Hail Marys, we attach a particular petition, a particular grace that we want. And the first is for chastity, that very fragile virtue. The second is to know our vocation, and the third is for a happy death. Now, if death is a punishment for sin, if it's not natural to human nature, if the scariest thing that can happen to us is our soul being rent from our body, how is it that we can ask for a happy death? You know, a joyful death. It's because a happy death and a holy death are synonymous. It's the same thing. A holy death, what is a holy death? A holy death is one in which when we die, we are ready right then and there to render an account to God of what we did in this life. And an unhappy death is one in which we're not ready to do that, and a very scary prospect. So we need to ask ourselves the question, how am I spending that precious time which God has given to me? Am I ready to die? Were I to die today, where would I go? The answer is not heaven. We need to ask ourselves another question. What am I doing in my life to prohibit that? What am I doing in my life to block my relationship with God? And if we know the answer, then ask for the grace, find those things, and get them out of our life. Because the most important day of our life is our death, and if we're not ready for that, our whole life has been wasted. We've wasted it. And we've only got one chance. So it should be not to scare you, but to sober us up, to have us reflect on why we are here. Why did God create me? I'd like to end with that very beautiful promise of the Sacred Heart for those beautiful promises of the Sacred Heart, but one that really hits home for me. Our Blessed Lord said, "The all-powerful love of my heart will grant to those, to all those, who shall receive communion on the first Friday of 9 consecutive months, the grace of final repentance. They shall not die under my displeasure, nor without having received the sacraments. My heart shall be their assured refuge at that last hour." And may that be the truth for all of us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.